Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Start winning at the races with Daily Racing Form's new Mobile Pass Performances. Access the most trusted information in horse racing, including exclusive buyer speed figures and best-in-class expert selections. Experience the new mobile optimized DRF Pass Performances on your phone from anywhere at any time. Get true mobile PPs with every DRF race card you download. Try DRF Mobile Pass Performances today at DRF.com.
Racing fans, the middle jewel in racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes, is here. So come join the Preakness party at Santa Anita. Admission gates open early for wagering on a tremendous undercard from Pimlico at 7:15 a.m. Preakness Day tickets are available now at santaanita.com/events. And bring the kids. Our infield family fun zone is open with pony rides, inflatable jumpers, face painting, and more. Enter via Gate 6 off of Colorado Place. And be sure to mark Memorial Day weekend, May 28th, 29th, and 30th on your calendar. In addition to 11 stakes over the three-day holiday, our Santa Anita Infield Carnival will be back with a Ferris wheel and a number of other rides, a super slide funhouse, and much more. Our on-track main event this Saturday is the $75,000 Misdirection Stakes for fillies and mares at about 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. First live race post time is at 1 o'clock.
The following is a sponsored program that does not reflect the opinions or policies of KEIB AM 1150 The Patriot or iHeartMedia.
But it's Freehouse in front with 50 yards to run, and it's going to be Freehouse. Silver John comes right back and in. They run to the wire, they get out. Freehouse and nose to Silver John. Serena Song ahead. Exotic Word all hearts on the outside. Serena Song has to call on all her pass, and she's just got too much pass. Serena Song beats Exotic Word.
Here comes the big white horse. Tigers on the outside. Tigers on the outside. Charges up. Challenges Mr. Radoy. Tigers on the outside. Mr. Radoy. Tigers in front.
Second, affirmed in front.
John Henry takes the lead. It's John Henry.
And now it's time for Inside Racing, a full hour of coverage on everything going on in the sport of kings here in Southern California and around the country. And here's your host, Jason Levine.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, good morning to everybody out there. How you doing? I am Jason Levine, doing well. This is Inside Racing. Every week, 7 to 8, here we are. And it is Preakness Saturday, 2 weeks after the 81-1 upset in the Derby. Rich Strike not running today as horse racing shoots itself in the foot yet again. Now, kind of kidding about that, but not 100%. Anyway, you know the storyline. Rich Strike not running in the Preakness. His connections saying or believing or however you want to look at it, that coming back in 2 weeks was not best for him. And by making that decision, thumbing their nose at the opportunity to win the Triple Crown, which is remarkable. The last horse to do that, I believe, was Gato del Sol in 1982. So 40 years. But hey, he came out of nowhere and he went back to nowhere. Now he's on his training track in Kentucky, putting in some gallops. I believe he might work today. I should have checked with his groom. We had him on last week. Anyway, Rich Strike, hopefully we will see him in 3 weeks in the Belmont, and then we will know which Preakness winner he's running against, probably. Hope whoever wins the Preakness today comes back. But the other storyline is we have a filly in the Preakness, which we've seen a few times. Swiss Skydiver won it a few years ago. And this year it's Secret Oath, who was so impressive winning the Kentucky Oaks and won a couple huge races before that. She is obviously a very, very nice filly, trained by 86-year-old D. Wayne Lucas, who's getting a lot of love this week, seeing a lot of, I think, what would be called revisionist history about D. Wayne. It's not all positive in his past, that's for sure. But because he's hung around long enough, now he's viewed as the kind old grandfather of the game, which is, I guess, a tribute to just hanging around long enough, which in horse racing you can do. You don't see a lot of 86-year-olds involved in any other sports, certainly not at this level. So give him credit for sticking around. And Secret Oath, you know, maybe his last hurrah, maybe he's got another one. I don't know. But she's really good, and she has a big chance in this race today, facing off against Epicenter, who was so impressive in the Kentucky Derby. Geez, he ran too good to lose. He comes back in 2 weeks for Steve Asmussen. Simplification was fourth in the Derby, kind of a garbage collector fourth off that hot pace. He's back. Happy Jack is back for Doug O'Neill. I have no idea why. There's no reason for him to be in the Derby and really no reason for him to be here in the Preakness, but he's there. And then the new shooters, who don't win as often as you think, the new shooters, the big one is Early Voting. Talked about this last week, but this is the horse that they pulled out of the Derby and saved for the Preakness. He's a speed horse. He goes to the lead. He's very fast. He probably would have been burned up on that hot pace in the Derby, so it's looking like a good decision by that group, trainer Chad Brown, et cetera, to have him fresh and ready today. He is a huge threat today on the lead. And Jose Ortiz is the clear speed of the race. One thing that's very interesting in this race is Joel Rosario on Epicenter is going to have to watch the Ortiz brothers very carefully. Jose is on Early Voting. He figures to go to the lead. Okay, fine. Epicenter has good tactical speed, so Rosario should be able to track him and, you know, make a decision about how close he wants to stay, when he wants to make his move. But Irad Ortiz is riding Armagnac, who was a Bob Baffert trainee who, man, yeah, got the stuffing knocked out of him in two stakes races, but then came back and ran good in an allowance 2 weeks ago and is thrown into the mix here. He has some pretty good speed, not great, but pretty good speed. But Irad Ortiz could kind of be running interference for his brother here. So I think he's right next to Epicenter, and Rosario is going to have to keep his eye on Irad. I think it's going to be very interesting. And yes, the Ortiz brothers do things like that. You would hope not, but they do team up at times. So, you know, that's just an interesting subplot to today's race. There's not much you can do about it, but I don't know that anybody's really talked to them or called them out for this. So they continue to do it like anybody else until somebody stops them. But you got Jose Ortiz on the five with Early Voting, a great post for him. Epicenter's in the eight, but Armagnac is in the seven. So he's just inside of Epicenter. And if Irad decides to go, he will float Epicenter out pretty wide into that first turn, which comes up fairly quickly at Pimlico. So, you know, Rosario has some decisions to make on Epicenter, who is 6-5 on the morning line, which I thought was maybe a little low, but he will be favored, and for good reason. He's had a huge year. So I think that's a very interesting subplot here. And there's an outsider on Thoroughgraph numbers named Skippy Longstocking, who is number nine here. Junior Alvarado rides for Safi Joseph, trainer down in the Florida area, who's had a remarkable record, some would say questionable, in, you know, having horses run these huge races kind of out of nowhere. This one actually hasn't done that, but has just gotten better and better. And his last two have been pretty strong. He was third in the Wood Memorial, beaten three lengths by Early Voting. But I watched the tape. He looked pretty good there. He's got a nice tracking style. And on Thoroughgraph numbers, he has a shot to hit the board. And if everything falls apart, he could win the race. He's going to be a big price. So he's kind of interesting. Creative Minister down on the rail for Kenny McPeak is a new shooter. He's only got three races. He ran 2 weeks ago, so not for me. So this is a good race. I think it, you know, doesn't have the Derby winner, but it's a very intriguing race. We're going to hear more about it from our special guest, John Scheinman, who's been on the show many times. He's based back in the Baltimore area, and he reports for us from Pimlico for usually almost every year. He's going to join me in just a couple minutes. So excited to have John on. He'll talk about the Preakness. He's got another player, too, for you. He has delivered some huge winners in the last 15 years on this show. John is one of the best handicappers I know, so excited to have him on. Of course, Steve Pollock will join us and Jay Friedlander. Vic Stauffer got another job that doesn't really allow him to do anything like this, so Vic will be gone for a while. I'll be doing Thoroughgraph today. Excited about that. A couple of plays that I like, that I know they like. So that's the plan for the rest of the day. Pretty nice card at Santa Anita today. Headlined by the Misdirection. That's the future coming down the hillside turf course. Who doesn't like that? Everybody likes that. It's going to be a beautiful day out at Santa Anita. Belmont Park has 11 races today. No big feature there, but a pretty solid card. Our man Jay Friedlander, of course, has his full card there, as does Thoroughgraph. And Churchill Downs has a nice 11 race card. It's a good one. And the feature is the 11th, the Louisville, which is a full field of 14 going a mile and a half on the grass. Very nice race. And I thought a pretty nice card at Churchill Downs. And I should remind you that in addition to all the normal tracks, Thoroughgraph has the Pimlico full card today. So if you're interested, it's a solid card at Pimlico. And Thoroughgraph has done what they do. And they have their full card available at racingjason.com for you. So that's there. They had a nice day yesterday, especially at Belmont, where they hit $170 pick three. And then a $75 pick three. Those cost $27 and $18 to play. Had a $7 winner to close out that strong day. Double-digit winner at Churchill. And a $10 best bet at Santa Anita. And those are kind of hard to find these days. So a lot of action all over the place. And just, you know, excited. These are big days. And, you know, we're going to know. Epicenter, man, if he wins today, whew, yeah, he's had a heck of a year, and yeah, we'll see on the, you know, wheeling back in 2 weeks. He is the one to beat, but like I said, Secret Oath and Early Voting both are very, very dangerous, and certainly on Thoroughgraph numbers, both have a big chance to beat Epicenter, who just keeps running the same number on Thoroughgraph. It's a good number. It's not great, and it does not tower over this group at all. It puts him kind of right in the mix with a few other horses, so he is definitely a play against at a low price from a Thoroughgraph perspective, and I'm not a big fan of playing 7-5 shots anyway, so I'll be playing against Epicenter, who I gave out three races ago and like very much, but hey, it's gambling, right? So got to do what you got to do. And the move here is to play against. Do we have John? Okay. Mr. Scheinman, good morning.
Good morning from Pimlico, overlooking the home stretch.
Attaboy.
I want to correct you, or not correct you, but differ with you on something you just said to your audience. You said this is a solid race card, and I will say it's a spectacular race card.
There you go.
That this, in the days of horse shortage across the country, 2 weeks after Churchill Downs puts on its Oaks and Derby card, that they were able to put together 2 days' worth of cards here that are so competitive and so deep and full—it's amazing. It's just amazing. I just, you know, I'm always pretty critical of everything, and that this racing office has done a fantastic job. This is yesterday. I had so much fun. That was what a great race card on Black Eyed Susan Day, and this looks like just another one. The late races are extremely competitive.
They are.
The whole card is really competitive.
Yeah, top to bottom. Pretty nice. And I agree. The late races are tremendous. I found something out. I'm sure you knew this, but I found this very interesting. The takeout on the pick four at Pimlico is 25%, which is really high. But the takeout on the pick five is 12%.
Yeah, and that's where I focus my attention on the pick five.
I think so. Yeah. So just throwing that out there for the folks, but if you're considering those multi-race wagers at Pimlico today, you have to play the pick five instead of the pick four. You're kidding yourself. That's double. So I don't know. Just thought that was kind of remarkable.
Yeah, it's very quietly done, and it's a really good thing for your listeners to tell them that. I would say if you can't make the pick five sequence and you're going to play the pick four, play smaller tickets.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Play smaller, you know, invest less because they're taking more.
So, yeah, they're taking it. They're taking a big bite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big bite.
And good for them. But, they need it. With Churchill Downs taking over Colonial Downs, I think they need to pocket as much money as possible here in Maryland.
Yeah, get it while you can. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the game we're in right now. But, it's going to be very hot there. So give the folks a sense. It's going to be 90, right, today? Is that going to happen?
I'm telling you something. I am literally cooking French toast on top of my head right now while I'm talking to you. It is insanely hot already. And this was something that I wanted to tell your listeners is, you know, sometimes on a day like this, I don't want to say sometimes, I'll say on a day like this, four might go off. And the reason that four might go off is because some horses are going to handle the heat better than others. And there's nothing in the paper anywhere that's going to tell you that. So it's really, it could be, you know, I had a few writers that I had dinner with the other night say, wow, I wonder if they're going to cancel the races because of the heat. And I'm like, oh, my God, I never thought of that. You know, what are the protocols in place? I'm like, a hose? You know, well, like a hose and a bucket of ice? I don't know.
Well, in California, they would consider it. I don't think there's any thought of that on Preakness Day at Pimlico. This is all they've got. So they're running. But like you said, I think people need to keep an eye on the horses as best they can in the post parade and really look at horses warming up on the track, even in the paddock, to see who's comfortable and who's not. Like you said, there are some horses that are just not going to be happy about this at all.
And this is a great point. Watch the parade. And if you know anything about my handicapping, I'm a very visual handicapper, and I will call audibles without hesitation to someone warming up for someone warming up really well.
Right.
You know, when you see that horse break off from the pony, and if you can see it on your TV screen and he gathers into stride and lowers his head, you want to have him on your tickets.
Yeah. So it's today's a day to, you know, potentially make some adjustments based on that, because it is extreme weather. And I appreciate hearing that indeed is the case. I know you'll figure out a way to stay cool, but the horses don't really have that option. They just got to go out there and do their thing.
That's right.
So, By the way, there's a
lot of California officials. A lot of Santa Anita people are here working this weekend.
Huh. How about that?
Yep.
All right. Well, yeah, good for them.
Your racing director, your director of racing, the whole gang's here.
Okay. Well, good for them. They should be. It's a big event, and it's their company, so they got things to figure out. Let's talk Preakness. I set it up for the folks a little bit. I know you have an opinion. Let's hear it.
Well, this is a fascinating race. And a horse that came into my thinking this morning for the first time to affect the race, not win it, is Armagnac.
Yep.
The Bob Affert to Tim Yatin horse. The more I look at him, and I don't think this horse is going to win. I've been told that Saul Kumin of Mattaket, who's one of the owners, is at his son's lacrosse tournament, I think in Texas or something. So if he didn't think it worthwhile to come to the Preakness, to me, that lowers his – that guy loves the spotlight. That lowers my expectations of – these is handicapping factors. They are.
Absolutely.
Lowers my – you know, when I see a trainer wearing a suit who I don't expect to win, I take note because he's ready to go to the winner's circle. This is on a typical Saturday. They all should be in suits today, but you get what I'm saying. So
I do.
Those things. So, but I think Armagnac could be a pace player. I've already felt that my elimination horse is early voting because he's the overwhelming pace player here.
Yes.
I would be shocked if they say, oh, let's try to rate him in the Preakness. Let's try something new in the Preakness. Yes, in his debut, he was right off the pace in the maiden win, but I just don't think they're going to take back.
No.
I think they're going to commit. So in their major race that they committed, they lost. They came in second in the wood to Modonegal, who was a unthreatening fifth subsequently in the Kentucky Derby. So here's my thinking on this, Jason. If I'm Joel Rosario and I'm sitting on Epicenter at 6-5, I say to myself, why am I going to put myself behind this horse, early voting, who's the dominant pace player, and then have to go catch him? I'm thinking, if I'm Joel Rosario, that I want to crack this horse early. I'm going to take my superior racehorse, and I'm going to lay on top of early voting and see what kind of mind he has off of three races, because I know my horse is mentally rock solid because I put horses away. I think Joel's going to send.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So this, okay.
I think he should not only send, I think he to press, to sit right next to early voting, I think he should send and go to the front ahead of early voting, because I think Joel Rosario is probably the preeminent front-running rider in the game today. When he gets a horse on the lead, I'm visualizing if he's going to win this race, he pulls an Oxbow, Gary Stevens Oxbow, and puts him to sleep on the front end and totally steals it from early voting. That said, this whole concept of Epicenter cracking early voting early on, it could be quite a tussle and an enervating battle. And this, to me, enhances the chances of Secret Oath.
Mm-hmm. She's going to make her big run around the turn. That's what she does. And it could set up for her if your theory holds true.
Who's won more of these than anybody? The coach, Dwayne Lucas, has 6 Preakness winners. He was talking about the Preakness with this horse before the Kentucky Oaks.
Yes, he was.
This has been the target all along. So if you can look at your numbers, and I know you're a Thoroughbreds guy, and you say, oh, maybe just a little cut below with Secret Oath. But what you always have to factor in is that pace players with lower numbers are going to get hurt by the pace fight. And all of a sudden, they're brought back to earth by the fight. The numbers just don't stand on their own.
That's right.
So I think Secret Oath has a gigantic chance in this race. And I think that's where I'm landing.
Oh, okay. There you go. I agree. And her Thoroughgraph numbers, frankly, she has the fastest numbers in the field. So,
you might as well go 250 off of that.
Well, if your theory holds true, if I knew that Rosario was going to do that, I would go double-fisted on Secret Oath. So I have to reconsider a little bit now because I really hadn't thought about that. I'll throw one at you. I don't know. Did you hear what I said earlier about the race or no? What Ortiz brothers might do?
No, go ahead.
Well, Irad is just inside. Jose Ortiz is on early voting, okay? And we know he's likely to go to the lead. But Irad is just inside Epicenter. He's the horse right next to him. And he has some speed, like you said, on Armagnac. And they do run interference for each other. So I think there's a pretty good chance that Irad sends in order to float out Epicenter into the middle of the racetrack going into that first turn. So we'll see how the beginning of this race.
And this is what I said. I came to Armagnac this morning and said he's going to be a huge factor in this race on the front. And you're right, they do run interference. I am not for early voting here at all.
Even with help from his brother. Okay.
Well, maybe you're right. And you know what? Maybe you're right. I'm against all three of them. But you're right. When you put it that way, I can see throwing back. How about I'm against Epicenter?
That's fine. I am too. I love being against the 7-5 shot and having a reason to do it. So that's fine. So I think we both land together.
But having had Rich Strike in the Kentucky Derby, I think I'm licensed to pick whoever the hell I want. So
no,
yeah,
question.
I'm going to go against Epicenter again.
No question about
that. Interesting versus Creative Minister, though. I just want to throw him in. Creative Minister and Skippy are interesting. I don't think they get it. The Creative Minister has looked just phenomenal here in the mornings. I went out to dinner one night with Kenny McPeak this week, and he said, you know what? I think this is my best three-year-old. Well, he's had some pretty good three-year-olds. You know, I mean, Smile Happy and Tis the Bomb. These horses are not bad. They're pretty good.
They haven't run well, though. I have to say that he looked like he had a pretty strong hand coming into this year, and none of his horses that were good two-year-olds or good early three-year-olds did much. And this one is kind of
Smile Happy had a good bluegrass. He just didn't win it.
Yeah, that's true. He ran well.
They put $150,000 up to supplement for the race. I wouldn't totally ignore him.
No, that's a good point. Very good point. He's talented. Just three career races and did run 2 weeks ago. So he's a little bit up against it there, but talented and a confident trainer is always a good sign. He'll be wearing a suit today, McPeak, for sure.
Yeah, no question. Well, so to reiterate again, I'm for Secret Oath. I like your concept of floating out Epicenter. It makes me a little more like liking early voting. I'm okay with that. But I still say Secret Oath is going to win the damn thing.
There you go. You got something else for us on the undercard? We're counting on
you. Are you kidding me? You're going to be mailing me a check for these picks, Jason. I just want to give you a heads up. I'm going to expect the check in the mail. Yeah, I really like some things, and I'm going to give you my play of the day, and then I'll give you a few price horses. Is that
okay.
good?
That's good.
Okay,
in
the 12th race, I love a horse named Hollis for Johnny Ortiz. The horse has been a little buried in his turf form lately, but he's extremely fast. And I think he's gonna be a rocket ship today. I love Hollis. Love.
Okay, I like Hollis as well.
I'll predicate my whole late big five on him because I think it's a really wide open sequence, and it's gonna be for me Hollis or bust.
Okay, very good. That's number 9 in race 12. Hollis. It's a horse that's run well on the Pimlico turf before. Doesn't really show up in the form. You got to look pretty deep there. And he's been off the turf for a while. So he's, I agree, very interesting horse here. Hopefully a little bit under the radar. Hollis in race 12. Okay, that's a good one. I'm with you there. What else?
Second race, I'm going to give you a 3-horse box that I love.
Second race, that's coming up already.
Yeah, but this is the first race is coming up. But this is 3-horse box. They're all price plays. I like the 2-3-7. By the way, Karamush is off the 7, who scratched yesterday to come in this spot for John Service's son, picks up Louis Saez. This horse is going to be extremely tough. He's a third graph monster as well. You got to use the 2, Kira McGee off of Ed Allard. I mean, that's a move up. Nothing against Ed Allard, but he's claimed for a reason. And then the other one, the total sleeper in here is the 3, Gentleman Joe for Hammy Smith. This horse could blow him all away no matter what Sugar Ray 2 does. I think this horse has a giant pace advantage here, and I think it's going to reveal itself. So 2-3-7 for me in the second. I think it's going to be tremendous. I can't wait. That's one of my best plays of the day.
That's good. Long it's good
shot.
To get one off. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's a couple of long shots for you, and this is I'll give you 2 more.
Yep.
I think that there's a chance in the third race that the 9 at 20-1 goes wire to wire.
Okay.
This horse has got some turf breeding. He was beaten favorite at Charlestown last time, but that was a 2-turn race, even though it's 6.5 furlongs. So this horse got two-turn experience under his belt last race. He looks like isolated speed here for me, potentially. Whether he's good enough, that's a completely different question. I mean, Evan Harlan for Graham Motion and Louis Saez is 4-5 on the morning line. But I think this Violent Rock is going to go a long, long way on the front end. He not only looks like the best horse from a pace perspective, he adds blinkers. At 20-1, I'm going to find out.
Okay, that's Violent Rock number 9 in race 3. Going to be going to the lead and trying to hang on, going two turns here at a very nice price, like you said, with blinkers on. All right, that's race 3. You got one more, fire away.
Okay, we'll go to the fourth race.
Okay.
How about Norm Cash, who I don't even think is all that great a trainer, nothing against him if he's listening, to win again with Sir Alfred James? Now, he's going to have trouble beating Disco Pharaoh, who I think is legitimate here. But I think they can beat Jackson Traveler. But this Sir Alfred James, I mean, if you saw the card yesterday, Shug's horse, I can't remember, something Captain with Louie, who won the Pimlico Special, was coming out of the Carter where Reinvestment Risk ran. Sir Alfred James coming out of Jackie's Warrior Reinvestment Risk and Aloha West. This horse is going from grade one to this. Like, those horses are so much better than Jackson Traveler, it's not even funny. So if you go back to this horse's Parks races, you got a -2 at 6 furlongs. This horse hasn't seen 6 furlongs in a long time. This horse wants 6 furlongs. I think Sir Alfred James at the price is a tremendous bet here.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, you talk about a class drop. That's 3 of the best sprinters in the country, and now he's running against this group. So, these should be more to his liking. And again, that's number 2, Sir Alfred James, in race 4. So there's a little pick 3 action there. You gave us races 2, 3, and 4 to kick things off, build the bankroll, and then just crush the late pick 5 and finish it off at the Preakness. Well done, John.
I mean, it's not Chocomo, but I'm doing what I can here.
you always do. So
it looks like a big long day here, Jason. I'm sweating to death already. I'm going to go back inside.
I think that's a wise move. We appreciate you coming on and giving us the scoop from on the ground, as always, sir. And the book, Bell Harbor Blues, we had you on before it even came out. It's doing very well. And I should let folks know that it's still available, right?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not only still available, it's got some real skullduggery taking place at the racetrack. So,
yes, it does.
I mean, I covered the Breeders' Cup Pick 6 crime, and I said, I got to write something at least as good as that. So I put a good racetrack crime together.
You did. Yeah, screw those guys from Drexel. That wasn't racetrack crime. That was more internet whatever.
Incompetence.
Yeah, exactly. Yours is better and much funnier. Those guys weren't funny at all. There's nothing funny about it.
That's the blurb. That should be the review blurb. Better than the Breeders' Cup Pick 6 scandal.
Funnier.
That's the blurb for the book. Oh, thank you.
All right, John. Hey, going to let you go. Go inside, cool down, and knock them dead today.
Thanks. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Beautiful. All right, John Scheinman, doing what he does and giving it all to you right there. Wow, well, he always does that. All right, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, Steve Pollack's going to join me. He's got one from Santa Anita. We'll talk some Pimlico as well. Jay Friedlander follows. And I got a little thoroughgraph for you. A lot more to come here on Inside Racing on Preakness Saturday.
The Patriot, AM 1150.
Naira Bets has become the go-to for betting horse racing for fans across the country. They enjoy incredible HD live video and replays, competing in online contests, and earning more back with exclusive promotions. It all starts with new players earning up to a $200 new member bonus with promo code JASON200. Sign up now at NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app to get started with promo code JASON200.
Racing fans, the middle jewel in racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes, is here. So come join the Preakness party at Santa Anita. Admission gates open early for wagering on a tremendous undercard from Pimlico at 7:15 a.m. Preakness Day tickets are available now at santaanita.com/events. And bring the kids. Our infield family fun zone is open with pony rides, inflatable jumpers, face painting, and more. Enter via Gate 6 off of Colorado Place. And be sure to mark Memorial Day weekend, May 28th, 29th, and 30th on your calendar. In addition to 11 stakes over the three-day holiday, our Santa Anita Infield Carnival will be back with a Ferris wheel and a number of other rides, a super slide, fun house, and much more. Our on-track main event this Saturday is the $75,000 Misdirection Stakes for fillies and mares at about 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. First live race post time is at 1 o'clock.
This is the Patriot, AM 1150. Fine, you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Put on your sailing shoes.
Everyone will start to cheer when you put on your sailing shoes. All right, we're back. There's going to be some people sailing in the harbor there in Baltimore today on a hot day, Preakness Saturday. And a quick reminder, you heard the Naira Bet spot there. They got an interesting bonus for you if you already have an account. And you bet $200 at Pimlico today and $200 at Belmont, you get $40 back. There you go, 10% rebate, just like that. Pimlico and Belmont today, a bonus. If you don't have an account, of course, JASON200 is the code to open it, and you get a deposit match up to $200. And today will be a good day. Good day to play, like John told us. Strong card from Pimlico. Nice cards at Santa Anita, Churchill, Belmont. So another big Saturday on the racing calendar. And, got some stuff to do here. So let's jump to our man, Mr. Pollock. He's got some bonuses. He's got races, let me just check and get it right, 10, 11, 12, and 13, including the late pick four. Well, that is the late pick four at Pimlico, in addition to the full card at Santa Anita. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. Big race. Derby winner passed the race, but it's still an intriguing competitive Preakness. So, fine. Let's do it. That's how I look at it. They made their decision. I still got to have fun and see if I can make some money. So, we'll wait for Rich Strike and have fun in the meantime.
Absolutely. Definitely a competitive card there for sure at Pimlico. I did go over the 6 days of racing, the charts that they that are in Equibase, and I'll tell you what, Jason, I don't think it's quite as speedy. I would say it's still slightly speed favoring, but for 6 days of racing, I normally go through these 6 days every year right before this day, and I would say that the percentages are always extremely high for speed. I'd say it's a little bit less than normal, maybe more of a fair track, maybe slight speed favoring instead of a strong speed bias. I wouldn't say that there's a strong speed bias. So for those of you that are playing that track, turf course seems very fair. Saw horses come from far back and horses went up on the lead. So I think the best horses are probably winning on the turf course, but I would say maybe slight speed favoring at Pimlico instead of a strong speed bias.
Very good. Yeah, it's generally been the case there, but always good to analyze the charts and see. It's going to be hot there today. Not sure how you factor that in other than watching the horses carefully, like we talked about with John. It's going to be 90 degrees plus there in Baltimore, so there are definitely some horses who will not appreciate that for sure, and you got to keep your eye on them in the paddock and warm it up to see who they are and maybe who does like it. So a little bit of a twist today to the Preakness card. That's just how it goes with the weather, extreme weather these days, and we got some today in the Baltimore area, so have to figure that out as we go.
Yeah, I would say, just in listening to the gentleman who you had on, that Jason, that I, the early voting is so fast out of the gate, Jason. That is one thing that I would factor in, folks. I don't know that that Armagnac is going to be able to run with this horse. And again, like you said, that you know these are two brothers that don't usually go ding-donging with each other. I would plan on early voting being out front. You know, if you look at the fractions that early voting has run, they don't look like they're anything unbelievably special. But if you watch this horse run, this horse just gets clear in a hurry, and Jose usually grabs him. So he's very, very quick and probably has more speed than he's shown. So I think it's going to be very interesting, and maybe the key to the race is Epicenter going to rate back more like what he's done the last couple races, or is he going to change styles and send? And it was a very interesting point that was brought up. And I think that's really the key to picking this race. Is Epicenter going to say, you know, be content being a couple, three, four lengths back versus going up and running with early voting? I'm sure that when they blast out of the gate, early voting is going to get the early lead and clear in a hurry. And it really is going to be that second 100 yards where, wow, does Epicenter go after this horse right now? Or does he wait a little while? I think that's the key to the race, Jason.
I agree. And Joel Rosario is riding in tremendous form right now, arguably the best rider in the country. So he's the guy making that decision. So if you like Epicenter, you've got the jock you want. And it's always good to have options. And he does have options. He has excellent tactical speed. So those are a couple of the reasons he's going to be 7 or 8 to 5. And the fact that he's shown up every dance and run great every race this year. So he's a legit favorite, and that is the decision he has to make there. And we'll find out about 4 o'clock Pacific today. I believe 4:01 is post time. They're squeaking it in there late per Preakness. But yeah, that's what Rosario has to figure out and has to do there. So you, again, have the bonuses from Pimlico, those four last races and the pick four on the Santa Anita full card. You hit one of the bonuses last Saturday, right? Nice, the Belmont race you were going to talk about on the radio, decided not to do it. Horse ran great. That's how it goes.
I completely forgotten about that. That is true.
It is true. Now, he paid pretty well, too. So, hey, I got a couple nice emails from folks. They played it. They didn't hear it on the radio, but they got the full card. They got the bonuses, and they fired at Belmont and were successful. So, you know, that's the key. He's getting paid. Whether folks hear it or not, hey, that's a bonus. But that was a good bonus. Got some more today, and we got the Santa Anita card as well. And you're going to jump in on race number one, right? Kick things off for us.
I am.
Let's do it.
I am going to jump in here, race number one, Jason. Fields are pretty short. Now, yeah. I've been listening every day, and I don't want to pound the people on TV, but I've been listening every day, and they start talking about this pick six, and folks. You just got to be really, you got to realize what's happening right now with this pick six, Jason. There's double takeout here, and there's no chance of there being a lone ticket. So be very careful, folks. Don't play that pick six. I heard them talking about it yesterday on the air, and I was sick to my stomach. I'm like, guys, there's only 36 horses running in the pick six today.
There's not going to be a single ticket.
And if there's not going to be a single ticket and you're playing this pool, you're getting doubled. Just wait a race and play the pick five.
Yeah.
Please wait a race, play the pick five, wait two races, play the pick four. You know, there have been some decent payouts. And I think in terms of, you know, when we had more horses, we just don't have enough horses right now to make that a bet. So folks, I would go, not, you know, when you see shorter fields like this, don't try to spread out. Okay, I'm going to hit the pick six today. I'm going to bet the place nine. I'm going to bet different things. I don't think that's the right way to play. I think you take one race at a time. I think there's a few good races to bet today. I think the last two turf races are decent. We're going to take a little shot here in the first race in the short field because that's what we've got. But don't go, boy, you know, there's no horses, so I'm going to go to the pick six. You know, I'm going to go to something that is just really ridiculous. It's a ridiculous way to play, I think. So, Jason, we're going to race number one.
Let's do it.
All right.
So, 1 o'clock.
This is an optional $50,000 race, and this is a non-winner one. If you really look deep, it doesn't really see, if you look in the racing forum, you see optional claimer, but if you read deep into it, it says they've never won two races. So these non-winners are two lifetime races, Jason, turf or dirt, especially the shorter distances.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. They're won a lot by horses that have speed, that have early speed. And I see two of them in here that are possible to show speed. Santos to Wilson, who looks content to just track the five horse. And I think this is a horse that I thought he outran his odds last time. I liked him last time in that race, went off at a big price and ran second. The horse I think that's going to get the front in here is the one horse Heartbreaker. And if you go back and you look at this horse, Jason, this horse really faced a nice horse his first time out. He ran against none other than Stiletto Boy, who's really a graded stake type now. Yep. So a decent effort from this one there. He just sort of broke evenly and ran even around the track. And I think that effort is a little bit better than looks. When he dropped to maiden 50, this one showed a whole lot more speed and was able to win on the front. And if you go back and you look at this horse's works, if you look in the racing form, Jason, it goes only till April 8th. But this horse has works that go back at least 12 works from this horse. This horse had been working over at Los Al for Phil. Then he bought this horse over in a very, very consistent and steady pattern, including some pretty quick works for Phil, a minute and two in the last work, a minute and three the one before. This horse definitely is speedy. The breeding, to me, on the top side, Jimmy Creed, these horses handled just about anything, but they are decent turf sprinters, and I see on the bottom side, I said just okay, gave it a C, so it's not really what I would call a huge breed, but at the shorter distances and turfs, I don't necessarily have to see what I think is an incredible turf breed, but I think this horse is going to have speed, and I love the rider and trainer combination in here, folks. Look at how well Pfeiffer has done with D'Amato. Obviously, Phil has a lot of confidence in her, and she generally is going to go and try to go to the lead in a race. And if you look at this race, other than Santos to Wilson, most of these horses are really late runners in longer distances as well. You got four horses, Cherubic Factor, Constant Conflict, Cosmo, and Baldini, all coming out of one-mile races, Jason. I don't think they're going to have a whole lot of speed. And if Santos to Wilson is content in letting this one go, I think this one can get the lead, and I think this one can be a serious factor here. Coming off the layoff, 8-1, I like number one, Heartbreaker, to upset in today's first race. I'm going to play this one to win. I'm going to play two simple exacta boxes, Jason. I would play a big exacta box in here with the five, Santos to Wilson, and a little smaller saber with the two, Cherubic Factor, who I think is the best of the late runners here, cutting back out of a mile here for Pete Erton. But it's the one, Heartbreaker, to take him all the way here in Santa Anita's first race today.
Okay, and this race will go off at 1 o'clock. That's the first post. A quick note, though, Jessica Pfeiffer was injured yesterday in the paddock before the fourth race and bruised her hip pretty badly. So I'm not sure she's going to be riding today. I think it's questionable that she's going to be riding. So we need to just watch and see who they name if she does not ride today. But the great thing about this horse is, I don't think it really matters, right? Because it's get out and go. I don't think there's a big, it's not going to really matter too much. This is a one-way kind of a horse. Get the rail, get the lead, and go. And just about anybody can do that. So if she is not able to ride today, we'll keep an eye on who does inherit the mount for Phil D'Amato if the hip has not recovered sufficiently for her to ride today. So she was fortunate not to be injured worse in the incident yesterday. She was kicked, I believe. Anyway, I saw something this morning that she said she's okay, but they're going to have to check her out and see if she's ready to go. So the one, Heartbreaker, in race one to kick things off and get rolling. Before we let you go, early voting sounds like the one for you in the Preakness.
Jason, I think that horse is pretty quick, and I think that horse is going to really run a big race today. That Aqueduct race, when they ran it, I really thought it was a heck of a race. And for those that are really discounting the race that Mo Donegal ran, I didn't think Ortiz gave him a very good trip from the rail. I don't think circling the wagons in the Derby is really a good thing to do. So I didn't think that Mo Donegal ran a very, what I would call a poor race. The upsetters that we've seen in the Derby that have closed, I mean, I guess Calvin Burrell had to do it, what, 3 years in a row. But, I mean, the horses that come up the inside really do well, especially when the pace is fast. And then trying to circle the entire field in a 20-horse race, it's pretty doggone tough to do. There have been a couple horses that did it. I think Orb is the last one I remember that came out in the middle of the track and did that. But
he's the last one. He did it in the slop. Yeah, other than him, it's been pretty near impossible to do it, and that's what he tried to do there and was not close to successful. But early voting is a different horse, and like you said, I liked it, passing the Derby with a speed horse and then seeing that suicidal pace that would just burn your horse up, they have to be feeling pretty good about that decision coming into this race, a little bit shorter, and they've been targeting this race. So, they're in an interesting spot here. I agree. He's going to be tough on the lead. All right, Steve, appreciate it as always. Good luck today at Santa Anita and at Pimlico. And we'll look forward to a big weekend. And then we have a big one next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, where the card should be pretty darn strong at Santa Anita. And we have an extra day of racing. So excited about that. I know you are as well. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Jason, everybody, have a great day out there. Enjoy yourselves. And we'll look forward to talking to everybody next week.
All right, very good. Steve Pollock. Doing his thing. We're going to take our final break, come back with Jay Friedlander. He's got one from Santa Anita, one from Belmont. I have two for you from Thoroughgraph that I'm going to squeeze in. So we got a lot more to come here in the final segment on Inside Racing. Stick around.
The Patriot, AM 1150.
Naira Bets has become the go-to for betting horse racing for fans across the country. They enjoy incredible HD live video and replays, competing in online contests, and earning more back with exclusive promotions. It all starts with new players earning up to a $200 new member bonus with promo code JASON200. Sign up now at NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app to get started with promo code JASON200.
You're listening to The Patriot, AM 1150.
All right, the piano of the one and only Billy Payne of Little Feet did that in honor of a good friend John, who's at the Preakness today. Gonna have himself a huge day. He needs to stay cool, make some money, go get him ice, make it happen. All right, well, let's get Jay to make it happen. He's been doing it. Big year for Jay, and let's keep it rolling right here. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
How are you on Preakness Saturday?
Doing well. It's a great card over there, and decent cards on the other coast. But obviously, the action is at Pimlico, where it should be today. And I think it's gonna be a heck of a race.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, it sets up to be very, very interesting without the Derby winner. That's how it goes. He passes, we keep playing. So, not much more that we can do about it. That's kind of where we're at. So, yeah, it is, I thought, a very interesting race.
Yeah, I thought they made exactly the right choice because I didn't like that horse at all. Coming back 2 weeks on Pimlico's always speed-favoring profile, I just thought the odds were up against him. And, everyone likes to see the Triple Crown, but, we've had so many years lately where there's been, a complete split where there's been three winners and you just throw a blanket over the crop. And this way you really have a chance for him to come back and get two of the legs. So kudos to them for doing right by their horse. I thought he'd be up against it today.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Good for them. And hopefully we see him in 3 weeks. That's the plan, and that'll be fun. So let folks know you also have a bonus late pick four from Pimlico, the last four races, a pick four ticket plus each race individually. And that's with the Santa Anita full card. So that is available for folks as well as the Belmont full card. So where do you want to start?
Yeah, and I just wanted to say I'll chime in with Steve. I've been in the early voting camp from the beginning. Unfortunately, my futures ticket went down when he didn't run in the Derby. But I do want to say, I'd like to see Epicenter beat today. And I just think, coming back after 2 weeks is a good reason alone after that grueling stretch run to try to beat him. So, You know, and I agree with John Scheinman as far as a creative minister. I think that one's got a heck of a shot. And I think you mentioned Skippy Longstocking. I think Skippy Longstocking is not one to be ignored either. So I think this could be a very competitive race. So let's start at Belmont.
All right, let's do it. And you're going to do race 10 at both places.
Yeah, we'll do race 10. Okay. Yeah, we'll go for that 10-10 double here. And nice. I made my pick here before I saw the prices. I wanted to get done early this week. And yeah, I didn't expect. I'm very surprised the horse I chose was made the mild favorite, because Citizen K, who's a deep closer, ran the best speed figure. He is a 92 Brist figure. And the other horse I thought would contend for favoritism, Deep Cover, is a front runner that has beaten Citizen K. So, you know, I kind of thought those two might be the favorites. But the reason I'm going with the one I'm going with is you look at the profile here, the track profile, and early speed wins at 10%, like Deep Cover. Closers win at 10%, like Citizen K. And the horses that win at 60% are what are called the early pressers. They sit lap right off the pace setter and then waiting to pounce. And the only one of the main contenders that I feel fits that profile is number 12, Sheriff Bianco, who is surprisingly to me the 7-2 favorite because he's coming off a layoff. And this is from Wesley Ward, though. And Wesley Ward gets 25% wins off the layoff. It's like they've run 2 weeks ago with Wesley Ward. And Wesley Ward engages surprisingly, and we'll see if he actually shows up for the mount, but Jamie Spencer, a mount that you know, local bettors may not know as well, but he's one of the big riders over in England. And Jamie Spencer is probably out here for something else. I was looking for what else he might be, you know, cross the pond for. I haven't found that stakes race that he must be in town for, but Jamie Spencer is an elite rider over in Europe, and for Wesley Ward, who rides horses at Ascot, including this one, who he sent over there for the Windsor Castle in 2020, I think it speaks volumes that Spencer's interested enough to ride. So, liking number 12, Sheriff Bianco here, and I think he'll get every bit of the 7-2.
Yeah, I think he will as well. He's a New York bred. He's been off since October. He has speed, as almost all of Wesley Ward's sprinters do. Sprinters should have speed generally, but his all do. And this one, I think, figures to go right to the lead or track from that outside post and look pretty tough here. So it's the 12, Sheriff Bianco, in race 10 at Belmont. It's an 11 race card, so it's not the final race of the meet, but it is the penultimate race at Big Sandy. So it's the 12 and quickly exotics.
Yeah, we'll use the two I mentioned, Citizen K and Deep Cover, number 6 and 9, and then we'll also use number 10, Volkert, and 8-1, number 11, Goldquist, won his debut. So we'll play it in the manner that I often do, 12 with 6, 9, 10, 11 with all, 12 with 6, 9, 10, 11 with 6, 9, 10, 11, double up on the best ones, 6, 9, 10, 11 with 12 with 6, 9, 10, 11, and 6, 9, 10, 11 with 6, 9, 10, 11 with 12.
And the 12 being Sheriff Bianco, or Wesley Ward, and that's race 10 at Belmont Park. Let's go to race 10 at Santa Anita.
Yeah, we're going to try to beat the favorite here. Number one, Bordertown, hasn't won in his last 10 races. Last time dropped to 40, did not get the job done claimed, so they have to raise him. So up to 50,000. Don't like Bordertown today. I think the best horse in the field is probably the second choice in here. That's number 7, Coast of Roan. And I say he's the best horse when he's in form, but came off a long layoff and just last time just got butchered. And last time finished dead last, 11th, 7 1/4 lengths back. I don't think this horse is in form yet. I don't know if he's what he was, but he'll need another race to get him close to it. So we're going to try to beat them both, and we'll beat a horse with some back form here, and that's Encoder. And I think Encoder, number 6, is in kind of disguised form. He's not a sprinter, but last time out ran against a pretty tough field. Burn and Turf and Greg Dar are stakes quality horses. Finished well back, and today gets to stretch out a little bit to a mile, which is what he wants to do. Last time he ran a mile, 3 back. Won nicely over at Turf Paradise. Liking number 6 Encoder today.
All right, and Ricardo Gonzalez rides for Kristen Mulhall. Solid trainer, solid jockey. He's 5-1 morning line. I think you get that on Encoder. He's got good tactical speed, and like you say, he gets the stretch back out to a mile today, which is probably what he really wants to do. So the win bet here on race 10, the 6 Encoder for Jay and Exotics.
Yeah, we'll play the trifecta in a box today. I think there's 8 horses. I think a 5-horse box for $30 gives you a competitive shot at that. So we'll use those 2 favorites, Border Town and Coast of Roan, and a couple of long shots, Overdue and Guildsman at 8-1. 50-cent trifecta box, 1-3-6-7-8.
Okay, 1-3-6-7-8 box, with the key being the 6 encoder in the 10th and final. Going a mile on the grass at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita. Jay, it's been a very nice run for you through the Santa Anita meets. Let's keep it going and go into Memorial Day with some momentum. Should be some fun racing next weekend as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, appreciate it. Jay Friedlander doing his thing, giving you race 10 at both Belmont and Santa Anita. And we've got a couple minutes left. I'm going to squeeze in the Thoroughgraph plays here. And we'll start at Pimlico. When our man John Scheinman talked about race 12 at Pimlico, which is the race I was going to look at, and he loves the 9 Hollis, and I think the 9 Hollis has a huge chance in here as well. So keep an eye on number 9 Hollis in race 12 at Pimlico, and the other one to use with it, the play here for Thoroughgraph would be the 7 Grateful Bread. So for the Grateful Dead fans out there, it's Grateful Bread. Well done by the owners there. But this horse is pretty interesting in here. Fired a 3 on Thoroughgraph in his 6-year-old debut. He came off a 6-month layoff as a 6-year-old and ran a 3, which is right in line with his 3 best races, which are a 2, a 2, and a 2 3/4. He did that last year 3 times. He's 2-for-2 at Pimlico on the turf and is back on the Pimlico turf today. That's a great sign. And I think Grateful Bread is going to be very, very tough in here. He's, I believe, 6-1 on the morning line, as is Hollis. So for me, it's a strong play on Grateful Bread and a strong exacta box with the 9 Hollis. So it's 7 Grateful Bread with the 9 Hollis. And if you're going to throw in a third horse, it would be the 6 Smokin' Jay, which kind of makes sense. Grateful Bread, Smokin' Jay, you know, kind of fits. Who knew it would work out that way? But Smokin' Jay has a big chance in here as well to hit the board. And I would use a little bit less than the 9 Hollis, with the key being the 7 Grateful Bread. So 7 with 9 and a little bit with 6 in race 12 at Pimlico. That's a strong play there. It's going to be a fun card. All right, we'll go to Santa Anita. And the play there is going to be race 7. Let's go to race 7 really quick. And it's number 5, New Heat. It's going to be the Thoroughgraph play in race 7. Tyler Bayes rides for Anthony Saavedra. He's only got 1 win at the meet, so he needs one here. And I think New Heat at 6-1 has a good chance here. Ran a 7.25 this year, ran a 7.25 last year. He bounced in his last race off that 7. I think he can come back and run to near that number again. He's run well over the Santa Anita turf course, and he's a nice price. And they're trying to beat the favorite Counterparty Risk, who's been off forever. And I like taking a shot against horses who have been off for that long. So it's the 5 New Heat. Going to be the Thoroughgraph play, exacta saver with the 6 Counterparty Risk. In case he is ready to roll and happens to fire a big shot today, we'll use New Heat underneath him. But New Heat is the win bet, number 5 in race 7 out at the Great Race Place for Thoroughgraph. Well, again, very nice day yesterday at Belmont. Nice double-digit best bet winner at Santa Anita and one at Churchill Downs. They're all over it today. We did our best for you here on Inside Racing. Want to wish you the best of luck wherever you play. Pimlico, Belmont, Churchill, Santa Anita, make it happen. Good luck, and we'll talk to you right here next week at 7 a.m. Go get them.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.